You must be wondering, how can one literacy apply to three different topics? Well, that's what we're going to tell you. Clara learned about the importance of knowing how to fix car engines. Marcus learned about the understanding of writing research papers is beneficial. And Maddie learned that becoming the top student in your class takes a lot of learning and time. The one thing that all these topics have in common is that in order to accomplish this, you have to learn how to do it yourself. These are all hands-on, learned literacies. We have three examples of how certain literacies help build new knowledge of how to do something yourself, whether that's writing your own research paper, or fixing a car engine, or becoming the top student in your class.
Research papers have specific wording, concise and careful formatting of information, as well as very strong logos throughout each paper. Research papers have to be constructed with lots of facts, or else the main idea will fall through. In writing a research paper, it is very important to cite every source, no matter how big or small the fact referenced is. When writing this type of paper, everything has to be very scientific and follows the procedure. Every detail has to be included.
Likewise, car engines are all manufactured in a specific way. So when fixing any type of engine, the mechanic must be able to put each part in an exact spot or the car won't run. Just like research papers, cars have a very clear procedure that needs to be followed when either constructing or deconstructing an engine.
Relating to the topic, it takes motivation to be able to achieve what you are trying to do, in many ways, one being gaining the knowledge to become the top of your class, or another being getting into a top school. You're building up knowledge to be able to reach those goals. You're also following a quote-unquote procedure, in the sense that there's really no room for mistakes.
By reading research papers, one can build up knowledge of how to write them, so that in the future they can write their own, all because practice. One literacy helps build new understandings. Research papers are made specifically to help other scientists understand what they did and why something happened.
Something that my professors have told me is that reading a lot of like a certain type of literature will sort of help you write in that style. As you read them, you sort of, I guess, pick up on some of the cool literature sort of tools that they use.
In the example, from my interviewee, the literacy sponsor is the teacher, but they are a negative sponsor. Building new literacies is important, and if you don't build those literacies the right way, and in a way that students or anyone can feel connected to, those literacies don't always develop.
It makes me sad because I think that high school killed my love for reading.
It is not just research papers that this applies to. It can be translated to all other literacies.
Once you do something yourself, you're more likely to remember it rather than watching someone else do it. That is my philosophy on the whole thing.
That is something that was taught by an influential sponsor in the car field. He taught many that it was easier to learn about anything if you do it yourself. Especially with cars, if you use your hands to fix a problem with the engine, you are more likely to remember how to do it in the future rather than if you read a manual and did nothing about it. Doing things yourself is beneficial to learning.